Welcome to the Let's Talk Energy podcast from EnergyNet. This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2023 in Nairobi, Kenya. Join us for this and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.
Hello, my name is Zedi Bariti. I'm a podcaster, and I'm very glad to be having this conversation today.
Hello, I'm Didyashin Chauti from Nedbank Limited, a commercial and retail banking institution in South Africa. I'm a principal in the energy finance team, and very happy to be here today.
Didyashin, you're very welcome to this set. And I'd like you to share with our audience, please tell us what is your background in. You've mentioned finance, and if you have any correlation with energy, because we have very few women in this space, kindly introduce yourself. Tell us how many years you've worked in finance or energy or both, and what is the most enjoyable part of your work.
Okay, perfect. Yes. Thanks. So, I mean, I mentioned that Nedbank's a commercial and retail financial institution, and I'm within the investment banking space. Investment banking space is, we are split up into various sectors, and I focus purely on energy, so financing of power projects specifically in South Africa, on the continent. And yes, I've been with the bank for about 14 years now in different departments, but I've been working in the energy sector for 10 years. And there's been a lot that's been happening in the last 10 years, especially in South Africa. So it's really been an exciting space.
Awesome. You've said Nedbank has a footprint across Africa. So can we say it's a pan-African bank, or do you also serve other regions in the world?
So we do have a footprint across Africa. We also have a collaboration with EcoBank, which allows us to expand that footprint. But yes, I would say mainly we deal in South Africa and across Africa, and we are not really competitive in other spaces, but we do have a very African footprint.
Great. I'd like you to share with us what are the main projects you're working with as a Nedbank, which projects are you financing at the moment, and also in the medium term that you feel are worth a mention, the big ones, the most significant ones, really.
Okay, no, perfect. So as I mentioned, I'm specifically in the energy finance team, so I can speak to that. Yes. I also just want to highlight that Nedbank is known as the green bank. So we do have focus on sustainable lending. So we do have quite a big sustainable finance team that can do things like green bond and green lending structures. That's a big focus of the bank. And speaking generally on energy power projects, we have been very busy in the renewable energy space in South Africa. There's been a program called the Renewable Energy Independent Power Producer Procurement Program, and Nedbank has funded about 42 projects there. And that has kept us quite busy. Right now, we're looking at the battery storage program that has been released by the DMRE. But I think more importantly, what we've been looking at as of most recent is the corporate and industrial space that has really taken off. And that's, funding private power purchase agreements on the continent, across industries, but mainly in the mining sector. And that's been a key focus of the bank. That has really been a very prominent sector at the moment. And in Africa, we are looking at a few renewable energy projects. That has been our key focus.
South Africa is currently going through an energy transition, and because Nedbank has a footprint across Africa, I would like to know, do you as a bank partner with other investors? And if so, what's the criteria you use for JVs?
Okay, perfect. So, just to be clear, we do have separate teams in the bank that do equity financing. So specifically my team and many of our debt teams, we do balance sheet lending. So we don't look at equity, we look at debt. So, providing long-term debt solutions to our clients. And I think a key focus for us is that we work very closely with the independent power producers across the continent, and our strategy is to follow our clients on the continent. And that's been a key focus for us that has worked very well. And to do this, we are a South African bank. We are quite competitive in South Africa. We're not as competitive on the rest of the continent. And to maybe to assist commercial banks, I think a key JV has been with the development financial institutions. And, Nedbank has some very good working relationships with a few of the DFIs. And those are the parties that we would partner with to assist the independent power producers to get projects on the ground and into the continent.
Could you kindly mention some of the DFIs that you partner with?
So we have worked with the EIB, with Propaco, with DG, with FMO. We've also done some work with AFDB, BII. So really a lot of the DFIs that you would see quite active on the continent.
Because you're in Kenya, are there any projects that Nedbank is leading here? Just only because you're in Kenya now?
Yes, no. So Nedbank was an MLA and one of the leading banks on the Lake Turkana Wind Power Project. And that's a 310 megawatt wind farm. And that's actually, it's one of our largest wind farms, very well producing.
The largest in Africa.
Yes, the largest in Africa.
Yes.
So we're very proud of that one. Yeah.
That's a very significant achievement. Congratulations.
Yes, and specifically on that project, we partnered with many DFIs, most of which I mentioned before, but Nedbank worked with EIB on a funding solution for that.
Super. I wanted to ask if you guys go with equity or debt, but I believe you have answered that, but you can still speak to it, please.
So we provide debt funding. We can provide funding to equity parties, but we do not provide equity itself into a project, as an example. However, we do have teams within the bank. We have private equity teams. We have a principal finance team that can look at equity structures and equity funding.
So that product is there, but just run by a different team altogether.
So yes, exactly. The product is there. It would just be a different team that can look at it.
This being day two of Africa Energy Forum, I've listened to conversations around electrification of mining. So I would like to know, is that something Nedbank is considering funding maybe now, or any other critical mineral for that matter?
So, I mean, you mentioned it before that South Africa is going through an energy transition. We are also going through a bit of an energy crisis. We have load shedding,
yes.
And the stages vary, depending on the day. And there has been a lot happening in the public sector. But I think what has happened now is a large focus has shifted to the private sector. So really private IPPs and private off-takers, so corporates, industrials, getting together and doing projects, getting power into the grid. We have seen a big boom in the mining sector. Nedbank has as a part of our investment banking team, we have a mining and resources team that looks very closely at these the mining companies and services that sector. So together with our energy finance team and our mining and resources team, we have been quite busy looking at putting power into the grid through the private sector, specifically the mining sector. And there's been quite a bit of activity. We've closed a few projects. We are part of the Tronox Sands transaction, where power was provided into some of their mines through wheeling arrangements. So very active. It has taken off. And I think that there's a lot more to be done. And Nedbank is working with a few parties on a few projects. So hopefully we'll see, a lot more into the grid in the coming year.
So with the load shedding and all, how soon can this project take off? Might you know the timelines?
Yeah. So typically a project takes between 12 to 24 months in the construction phase. And before that, you go through a phase of putting together the power purchase agreements, negotiating, and then sitting down with the lenders, coming to a set of financing documents and reaching close. So I'd say within the space of 12 to 24 months,
okay,
a project can be up and running and providing power into the grid. And a lot of these PPAs are on a long-term basis. So 15 to 20 years, we are seeing them getting shorter. But, you know, after about 12 to 24 months, you should have power into the grid for a long term.
Now that you're talking about PPAs, that will entail setting up plants just next to the mines. Is that right?
So the power purchase agreement is just the agreement that governs the relationship between the generator and the off-taker. So
will you have the power plants just next to the mines, or what's the plan?
So what we see is there's different ways to do it. The one solution is embedded power projects where the plant is right next to the mine and it feeds directly into the mine. And we've seen a lot of that. Another solution is wheeling power projects. So, you know, you in an area where there's good resource, solar, wind, the power plant is built in a certain location, but the off-taker and the user would be in a different location where you don't necessarily get the good wind resource or solar resource. And then power is produced at the generator level. The grid is utilized. In the South African instance, it's Eskom. So mm-hmm. grid is utilized. Mm-hmm. Power is injected into the grid and transferred to the end user, who is, yeah. So there's different ways of doing it.
Okay.
The one is embedded and the one is wheeling power.
But you know which one works better, or are they just like equal options for you?
I think it depends on which works better. If you have a good resource, you know, embedded works better. A wheeling does work with the ability to get power to a place where you don't get the good resource, but also it can allow the banks to take a more of a market view.
Okay.
And from a banking perspective, I think with the wheeling power projects, you can do longer tenors, and that's the benefit that you can get with that. And you know, if the off-taker cannot take the power for some reason, then you can find a replacement. And that's been, I think, one of the good things we've seen in South Africa, is that it allows you to be able to replace off-takers, and you can, you know, do more on
that's a lot of
country.
Experience. I'll just build on that. Now that Nedbank has been around for, is it 103 years? I believe there's a lot of experience under your belt. I'd like to know, are there recurrent challenges that you come across when you're financing energy projects? Maybe the most common that you face when you're financing both small-scale and large-scale energy projects? And are there innovative solutions that the bank has come up with to address such challenges?
So I think maybe if I can look at more the recent terms, what are the challenges we need to face and overcome? What we're seeing now is, I think what we've previously seen is power purchase agreements, offtake agreements with longer tenors, and bilaterals. You know, you have one generator and you have one offtaker.
Yes.
The market is moving. You're seeing more of an aggregator type of model. And I think one of the challenges, or maybe one of the new financing structures we need to look at, is how to bank those type of structures, the aggregator, energy trader models. That's been something that I think is going to be new and exciting in South Africa. And I think more looking on the continent, what are some of the challenges? As a South African bank, we do compete with maybe a bigger range of institutions. So cost of funding and being able to be more competitive is one of the challenges that we need to address. And I think generally risk enhancement solutions, political risk, currency conversions, those are maybe the types of issues that we've seen and we need to get our heads around. And you know, Nedbank, with as all the other financial institutions, constantly looking at it and, you know, trying to think of innovative solutions. We work with, as I said, we work with the DFIs. We also work with PRI providers, and we come up with solutions to combat those.
Okay. This is just on a personal level. Now that Eskom does everything, which is very different from Kenya because we have unbundled our sector, are there new, say, intricacies that are coming in now that you'll have to maybe work with more partners in the sector besides Eskom, will that skew or change the way you offer your energy financing options?
Yeah, I think we do need to get a bit more creative, because dealing with Eskom is one entity, and you have a credit view on Eskom. We're moving towards, we're dealing with mining companies, blue chip companies. They do have different credit views. So the lending structures are a bit different in terms of tenor and in terms of pricing. But that being said, I think the market, there's been lots of movement in the market in terms of structures of power purchase agreements, the structures of the projects, and so yes, so.
Yeah, looking forward to that. I really want to see how that pans out.
And we're just looking forward to see how the market develops and where it goes next.
Speaking about the market, I'd like to get your opinion. What are the market trends that Nedbank is looking forward to in the near term, now that the landscape is quickly changing? Are there particular trends that you're looking out for or expecting in the near future in terms of energy financing and actually just the energy space?
Thanks. So I do think the expansion into the mining industry, into the corporate and industrial industry, that has been very exciting, and that's been something that I think is going to be there for a while. We have seen it a lot in South Africa, so looking forward to doing more of that in the rest of Africa as well. And I've mentioned it before, but maybe the new, looking into the aggregator model, pooling of PPAs, that's a trend that I think we're really looking forward to, and to get that space moving and to really get into it.
Great. Africa Energy Forum is just celebrating its 25th birthday, the 25th anniversary. Just to mirror that from them, what is Nedbank's plan for the next 25 years or for the long term? Almost similar to this time range, what's your plan for the future?
Yeah, so I think from Nedbank's, do you mean with AEF specifically? Or
yes.
Yeah, so Nedbank's been a sponsor with AEF for a very long time, and I think really the plan is to, it's been a good working relationship, so the plan is to continue that and to grow that. And I think just to at this conferences to see more, to get more, to network more, it's been working well.
So what are the plans for Nedbank in the long term? Something different from your offering? Do you have any significant plans that you'd like to share in terms of Nedbank?
Yeah. So Nedbank, we've been doing a lot in the energy space. I think there's a lot more to do in the energy space. I wouldn't say it's completely different, but what we have offered is really the sustainable financing. We have a very green brand that we promote, and we're always thinking of innovative ways to bring in green financing, green loans, green bonds, bring more renewable energy into the grid. So from that perspective, we're just going to grow on that more and bring more green financing into the country, into the continent.
Of course. Super. Thank you so much. Unless you have anything that you feel you need to add.
That's perfect. Thanks. Okay. Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Most welcome, Trishna.
This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2023 in Nairobi, Kenya. Join us for this and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.